Rogers and Ali.
A little unusual today's word, Ali.
Right. Well, it is a Friday, so it's welcome.
You know how most origins of words come from the Latin or the Greek?
Yep.
This word doesn't.
Okay.
And the word is schlemizzle.
This is an Urban Dictionary word, isn't it?
No, I checked it out online. It's actually legit, but it's Yiddish.
Yiddish.
Yeah.
I like this.
So, is schlemizzle an unfortunate or unlucky person? Is it a tablecloth or is it a drinking vessel? Schlemizzle.
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 It sounds like something that you'd say after partaking what was in the drinking vessel.
Like cheers?
No, like you're schmozzled.
No more for him. He's schmozzled.
It could be any of those because who knows what it means. I'm just going to go with A.
An unfortunate or unlucky person.
Yeah, like you call someone a schmizzle. Yeah, it could either be an insult or something you put wine in. I don't know.
Could be any one of them.
It could.
But which one are you going with?
I'm tossing up between the drinking vessel or the unlucky person.
Okay.
I'm going against my gut this time.
Oh, you don't usually do that.
No. I instantly thought it was A because I thought it sounds like something you'd call an unlucky person. But then seeing how it was spelt, I'm thinking it might be C, the drinking vessel.
Drinking vessel. So, what are you doing?
I'm going to lock in C.
C, a drinking vessel. Well, it wasn't a tablecloth.
No, I didn't think so. So it was between A and C. Ooh, nail-biting stuff, this.
And you went against your gut.
Look, I probably shouldn't have done that.
No, you shouldn't have.
I should have just gone with what I thought. I'm the schmazzle right
now.
You
are. You're unfortunate and unlucky because you picked the wrong one. It's not a drinking vessel.
I talked myself out of it with too much back and forthing.
Yeah.
That'll teach me.
That'll learn you big time. There you have it. I think it's our first hard word from Yiddish.
It's great.
Yeah, let's have more of them. They sound like fun.